For centuries, humanity has been intrigued by the unknown. Everything from conspiracy theories to end-time prophecies has sparked debate among many. Join us as we peel back the layers of reality and explore mysteries that lie beyond the veil.
Thank you for coming here with us. For the record, would you please introduce yourself?
I am Mr. Ty Ackett. I am the band director and choir director here.
All right. So, conspiracy theories. What specific conspiracy theories have you heard of before? And would you be interested in talking about?
Sure. Yeah, so I've heard of all kinds, you know, like the moon landing, the flat earth, all kinds of stuff. What was your next question? Let me see before I just... Oh, okay, then I'll just prattle on. Are you familiar with Occam's Razor? Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Occam's Razor, I think, is really important to keep in mind when you're evaluating conspiracy theories. Because I'm not, like, a believe-all-the-conspiracies-person guy. But I'm also not, like, a believe 100% of what the government tells us all the time guy. So Occam's Razor basically says that the simplest answer is probably the correct one. So if you think looking at a conspiracy theory and it doesn't really make sense, it's probably not right. And also, because you can make them all make sense, but which one takes the most mental gymnastics to accept? And so, for example, people say the moon landing is fake. And I don't know. I wasn't there. But I will say that I know, like, based on where we were at with CGI and things like that, it would have been more expensive. I've heard this. I don't know if it's true. It would have been more expensive to fake the moon landing than to actually land on the moon. So based on that, I would say the simplest answer probably is that we really landed on the moon.
All right. So have you heard of MK Ultra?
I have heard of MK Ultra. That's, to my understanding, not even really a theory anymore. They've declassified that. But things like MK Ultra are reasons why I don't 100% believe the government all the time. Because at one point in time, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, MK Ultra was a conspiracy theory. And then the government eventually just declassified documents just saying, yeah, we did that. That actually happened, and we were just gaslighting you about it. So, yeah.
Real quickly, will you briefly describe MK Ultra?
Oh, yeah. MK Ultra was a government experiment in the, I don't know, I don't have the Wikipedia page in front of me, but you can look it up. It was in the 60s, and basically what happened was the government was looking for, so there's several layers to it. Basically, the government was looking for ways to influence human behavior. You could call that mind control. I wouldn't, because, I'll get into that in a little bit. But the MKUltra was where the government was basically trying to do mind control. And what they did was they would make these questionably ethical studies where they would coerce homeless people and, like, people with nowhere else to turn, and they'd say, hey, we'll give you $20 if you'll do this study. And then they'd get in the study, and they'd just, like, give them acid or, like, crazy drugs and make them see things. And then they'd just turn them loose. And then, so what happened because of MKUltra, number one, that's horribly unethical. Number two, then you just turned loose a bunch of people who are now hooked on drugs, which contributed dramatically to the drug culture of the 60s. And then when things started coming out about it, it kind of got painted by the media as, oh, the government's trying to do mind control. And that sounds bad, but the truth is a lot more sinister, which is that the government was looking for ways to torture people more efficiently.
Okay. Do you think that is in any way connected to the JFK assassination?
Now, I haven't looked into that, but I will say that the JFK assassination is probably one of the conspiracy theories that I look at and I say, that's not quite adding up. And I don't know what's not adding up about the official story, but I would not be surprised if it was. I'll say that.
Alright. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we look forward to following up with you. Would you like a finished product of the website we're making?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Alright. Thank you.